Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, How to Sell, Market, and Advertise to Women. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. And today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, well, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. Hey, have you saved the date for the 13th annual Kane Clients and Friends Digital Success Workshop? Join Dealer On's very own Greg Gifford and other industry experts in downtown Lexington, Kentucky, November 14th to the 16th to get the latest info for digital success. You don't want to miss this, so go ahead and register at kane.auto/training. We'll see you there. We have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have the one and only Jody DeVere as our presenter today. Jody DeVere is the CEO of AskPatty.com, Inc., which provides automotive education to women consumers and an online certification training program for automotive retailers on how to attract, sell, retain, and market to women. Her goal is to educate women car buyers, car owners, and the automotive industry at large. Her company serves as the first point of contact for many women who are seeking the very best experience in car buying and servicing by visiting certified female-friendly automotive retail locations across the U.S. and Canada. Furthermore, her long reputation for promoting, mentoring, and supporting careers for women in the car biz, as well as her status as a founding board member of the Women in Automotive Conference, have solidified her as a champion for females working in the automotive industry. Jody is an internationally recognized speaker, trainer, often quoted industry pundit, and spokesperson for the auto industry on the women's market. She's a regularly featured subject matter expert for the New York Times, NPR, Wall Street Journal, CNN, Fox Business, Forbes Women, Oprah Magazine, and Parenting Magazine, just to name a few. Additionally, Jody DeVere is an automotive journalist, car care expert, safety spokesperson, and a revered member of the automotive community. She can be reached at jdevere@askpatty.com. By the way, Jody is going to be at the upcoming Women in Automotive Conference. This amazing event is December 10th and 11th in Palm Springs, California. It's going to be focused on training and retaining women in our industry to improve their skills, advance their careers, and find the highest levels of success. So if you want to make your way to Palm Springs in a few weeks, well, heck, we'd love to see you there. And I'll be there, too. I'm the MC for this amazing event. To find out more about the Women in Automotive Conference, please visit womeninautomotive.com. Hope to see you there. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. Don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will be emailed to you later today for your reference. Feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And guess what? Our good friends over at Ask Patty, they're giving away a tremendous prize on today's webinar, too. Lucky webinar attendees will win a free ticket to the upcoming Women in Automotive Conference. It's December 10th and 11th in Palm Springs, California. This is a tremendous prize for you, and quite frankly, I got to tell you, it's the best darn conference you will ever attend. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned for your chance to win this sweet prize. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey, so fill it out. We're always looking for quality feedback from our audience. We want your opinion to be heard. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Jody DeVere at AskPatty. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. All right, everyone, let's get started. Let's learn how to sell, market, and advertise to women. Jody DeVere, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great. Eliana, thank you so much. We worked together at the Women in Automotive Conference, and I've always wanted to be on a Dealer On webinar. So thank you for having me. It's an honor and a privilege. And besides, you're just one way Wonder Woman cool chick.
Oh, you are amazing. I have to tell you, I'm gonna fess up. I'm gonna tell everyone I have a confession to make. behind your back, Jody, I call you the grand dame of automotive because you are, my friend. My goodness. And I just want you to know that is my nickname for you. Okay, so now I fessed up. This is my thing. And I have also wanted to work with you for a while. And you are bringing us the goods today because you know what? When we were preparing for this presentation, you gave me some really staggering statistics about women buyers and, you know, women in the automotive industry in general. And I know you're probably going to cover those in just a bit, but I have to tell you, they were very sobering statistics. So I cannot believe we haven't done this subject sooner. So here's what I want to do. I want you to tell everyone the kinds of things that we're going to be learning about today, and let's get this party started.
All right. Well, the objectives today in our short 1 hour is, one, understand, you're going to learn to understand and leverage the demographic of women in your local market or markets. In other words, where are the women and how do you reach them? Two, you're going to learn to differentiate your dealership with relevant social media campaigns aimed at women. And three, find out the number one most important rule when communicating effectively with women. Drum roll.
Don't give it up yet.
Attract, hire, and retain more women employees in key sales and management positions. And I will add and understand why that has to do with marketing and advertising to women. We're going to talk about the giveaway, woohoo, and then we'll have a Q&A session at the end. Please hold your questions to the end, and I'll be happy to answer them either during the presentation or via email, as Eliana stated.
Oh, send those questions in. I'll hold the questions to the end. You send in the questions as soon as they come to you, all right, audience, because we want to hear them, definitely. All right, Jody, where do we go from here?
So we're going to start off by asking a poll question. To kind of get things started. So go ahead, Eliana.
Thank you so much, Jody. All right, audience, we have a very interactive presentation today. We have four poll questions for you. The first one is on your screen now. We would love it if you took part in our poll questions. It really helps us out. Certainly going to help out Jody during the presentation. So get to it, everyone. The question is, what percent of your current sales or service customers are female? Please select one of the following answers. Do you think that your sales or service customers are only 10% or less female? Do you think it's somewhere between 10% and 25%? Do you feel it's between 25 and 50%? Do you think it's more than half of your customers are female? Or do you know what? You don't know. You never checked. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll, share the results. We're going to see what other people all around the country and beyond are saying about their customer base. How many customers do you feel are female? The votes are coming in nice and fast. Oh, audience is on it today. Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it. Oh, we're not going to have to wait very long, Jody. Let me tell you, we're going to have to stop this poll question pretty darn quick. Almost everyone has voted now. Yes, audience, you're so cool. By the way, Jody, Jim wrote in, so Jody is Marissa Tomei from My Cousin Vinny. I don't even know what the entire scope of that answer is, but Jim, I appreciate the comment. Thank you so much. I do love her in that. I love, you know, it's so funny because they have that scene where I always see it on Facebook every once in a while where they say, when they think you don't know, but you know. And then they show Marissa Tomei sitting, you know, in the witness chair during the trial. And do you remember that scene?
Yeah, but I got to tell you, in response to that question, I am totally Irish, not Italian whatsoever. So, you know, there you have it.
You can still be Jim's Marissa Tomei. Don't worry about it. All right, let's get started now. Audience, thank you so much for voting in our very first poll question of the day. Let's share the results, see what you had to say. All right, what percent of your current sales or service customers are female? 4% of today's audience believe it's 10% or less. Interesting. 7% of today's audience believe it's between 10 and 25%. 32% of today's audience, so almost a third of today's audience, believe it's somewhere between 25 and 50%. The majority, however, 39% of today's audience say it's more than half. And then 18% of today's audience say they don't know. They've never checked. Jody, I don't know what the right answer is here, and I don't really know why. Can you tell us, why did you ask this question?
So, to advance a slide, oh, there we go. So that really leads into and segues very nicely into what we're going to talk about first. And if you do not understand the demographic of women in your local market and what women you are serving now in sales and service, what women are out, the total available market of women in your local market, then you might be missing the mark. The statistics are rather startling, and I'll just name off a few that are my favorite. Since 2012, women have more driver's license than men do. I know the men are probably shaking in their boots. Women represent, this is NADA data, 73% of service lane customers overall. 73% of service lane customers. Yep. They are primarily now the ones bringing vehicles in for service. And I always like to say anecdotally that when a man brings a vehicle in for service now and he says, I need to check with my wife, he's actually telling the truth. Years past, he was just buying time. But when a woman says, I need to check with my husband, she's probably lying.
Because oh, are you serious?
I'm serious. And I'm sure anyone in service is nodding their heads yes, because in today's market, women have become the chief purchasing officers, not only of car buying, but in the service lane and in other retail environments. I also sit on the board of the International Marketing of Women Conference, which was just held in New York. And all these stats just completely blow my mind at how much women are gaining ground in terms of their purchasing power. In fact, women are getting college university degrees at about 10 times the rate of men now, and five times the rate of men, and are starting new businesses as entrepreneurs at about 10 times the rate of men. And we all know and saw all of the reaction, if you were paying attention, to the recently launched Wonder Woman movie and how much women responded to that. In fact, I think at Halloween, they sold out of the Wonder Woman costumes in July, right? Because women like to see themselves as very empowered, whether they are or not. And this iconic Wonder Woman movie and the description of her is sort of really tells the story. It is so relatable. And that's why it was a blockbuster. If you didn't see the movie, rent it. It's a pretty good description of today's woman. And by the way, she doesn't start off empowered. She grows through the movie. So I highly recommend it as a good study on what's relevant to women today. And so that's what we're going to talk about a little bit. And I does anyone recognize that little girl? It's from a TV show, a child's TV show called The Blues Clues. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah. And my kid used to watch that. Yeah.
Right. And I love this slide because really, in our very testosterone and male-dominated industry, when a bunch of guys sit down and start targeting women, you know, they use a lot of hunting analogies. But I want to change the conversation a little bit this morning and really share how women really operate in your local market. It's like an ecosystem. In fact, multiple overlapping networks and ecosystems in your local market where women are building community. This is a huge, important thing for women. And when I get into my slides around social media, you'll see how that plays out. But let's talk about the physical community that you're in and how women build community and where they hang out. Because really, in a lot of cases, when you're looking at the local market, you're not looking at that most influential demographic. And so what we do with our clients is we do a demographic study in the local market to find out who she is. What is her income earning? Depending on the market you're in, it could be a small, more rural market. It could be a big city. What is she doing? How much money is she earning? How much is she spending? Where is she living? And by the way, the woman's market is extremely complex. I always like to say that there is no one size fits all for women. And because you are actually competing against the major women brands to sell them retail products like makeup, clothing, and all the things that women buy in the retail sector beyond the car market, I think you need to change your view and look at more what they are doing to capture the attention of women rather than your brothers and sisters in the dealer world. I see a lot of copycat activities out there. And so what I want to do is open your view a little bit more. So in your local market, women gather. We love to gather in groups, and we can be very influential as communities. And so when you're looking at your demographic of women, where are they all hanging out? It could be, and I'm going to give a few examples, it could be that they are gathering around one of my favorite topics, the Girl Scouts of America. Yes, Girl Scouts of America are into STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And guess what? There isn't a job in automotive that doesn't relate to science, technology, engineering, and math. And by the way, Girl Scouts at the high school and junior high level can earn car care merit badges. They can also earn at the high school level a safe driving badge. And so partnering with that very influential group of Girl Scouts regionally in your market can really change the dynamic of the customers coming in to see you. And how does that work? Because the parents of girls at the high school level are very similar to Boy Scout, Eagle Scouts. And so these parents are very committed parents in your local market, and they are typically involved in more than just the Girl Scouts. They are usually community leaders. They're usually participating in a role in PTAs or other charitable organizations. And so having a partnership and understanding they are gathering there, I need to penetrate that ecosystem and build connections there, connectivity, so they know who I am. And other communities that lie, one I love to talk about, you might not be familiar with, especially in major markets around larger cities, is NABO, the National Organization of Women Business Owners. This is a very large group of gathering women professionals that are small or large business owners who gather together at regular meetings and do webinars to learn how to build their business. Again, these are community leaders in your local market that you need to know about and have a direct connection to and really market to, which we'll talk about how to do that in a few minutes. And you also, guess what? At hospitals, although more and more men are becoming nurses, it is a very woman-friendly career. I have two sisters that are nurses, actually. And so building relationships with local hospitals can also be a great way to break into an ecosystem that has a lot of women. Because no matter how many leads you generate or what system you're using, word of mouth and recommendation is still the most powerful way to build your customer base. This goes for the individual sales pro who is on the lot trying to sell cars, to the service department who is trying to send the message that, yes, not only will we take care of your car, but you're going to have a great experience and you can trust us. Trust is a big issue with women. And so what women do in these groups is they recommend. In fact, you can see this play out a lot on Facebook if you're watching, where women will post a question. I see this all the time in my Facebook run where she'll ask, do you know a good carpenter? Do you know a great place to get framing done? And her friends, her community will chime in. And so what you want to do is really understand the demographic, the ecosystem that is in your city, and understand where you're not reaching them and how to do that. All this information is available online, and it's free. You can find out in a very, very detailed format what type of women are living in your local market. Are they mostly, is it a bedroom community? Are you in a major city? What are the lifestyles that they are living, and how can I reach them and kind of join up in their ecosystem and participate. So I think that before you go out and market and advertise to women, you really need to understand more of what women are doing, how they're interacting, how they're gathering in communities. It could be around school activities. It could also be professional activities. It could be hobbies. What are women doing for hobbies? By the way, there are all types of mom groups that are going on in your local market. And are you marketing to those moms? They are very influential buyers. Again, depending on the lineup of vehicles, and for that matter, if you're a highline dealer and you have a lot of more, you know, pricey vehicles, are you gathering and looking for more professional women's groups and participating with them in that ecosystem? And so, you know, this part of the conversation is sort of what I say the real strategic cornerstone. You have to understand who the women are in your market so you don't miss a beat when you start marketing to them. If I hear moms or soccer moms one more time, I'm going to just barf. You know, women are really tired of being pigeonholed by the auto industry as holding certain roles if they're mothers. And so you really need to understand and spend time with moms in your local community and understand. So I'm going to give you one little tip about understanding what's happening and relevant to women that I like to do when I train. If you're not on Pinterest, and by the way, Pinterest is 85% to 86% women, all you have to do is log into Pinterest once a day and see what the trending topics are, and you will kind of know what's on the minds of women right now. I did it last night in preparation for our talk today, and I see that, of course, they're looking to a lot of crafty items for Thanksgiving and Christmas, Christmas shopping, Christmas sweaters, and a lot of other topics that they're all talking about on this very powerful network of women that has gathered on Pinterest. And within Pinterest, you have a lot of other different ecosystems of crafters, Christmas and Thanksgiving crafters. They're sharing a lot of recipes. And so you need to be thoughtful. And honestly, a lot of what demographic study is about is really watching and viewing what women are doing to understand what's relevant to them. And by the way, this does change through the seasons and throughout the year. And as things are happening in the greater world, in the news and in local markets, just like you were talking about the Eagles earlier. That's very relevant in your market right now. And understanding, by the way, women love football, and just like you do, it's become a very family activity. And but you have to add something that's more interesting to them, like maybe a tailgate party and tailgate recipes that would make it more family-friendly in your approach. And so understanding what's relevant as we go, especially in the right now, advertising right now of social media. So I want you to just keep that in mind. Let's go to the next poll question.
That sounds like a great idea. All right, we're going to launch the second poll question, audience. It's on the screen now. We want to know, who do you think spends more time on Facebook every day? Please select one of the following answers. Do you think it's definitely men? Definitely women. Do you think on this one men and women are equal? Do you say, you know what, I'm never on Facebook? Or the last answer is, who the hell cares? Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. And it's ironic that you talked about Pinterest, because I would say a solid 5 minutes before you even mentioned it, one of our attendees, Jim, wrote in, Pinterest. And I just kind of dismissed it. I'm like, no, she said it was Girl Scouts. You know, and then all of a sudden you said Pinterest. And I was like, okay, I feel bad now. So, Jim, very astute. Thank you very much, sir. All right, but we are going to be talking about Facebook right now. So we want to know, who do you think spends more time on Facebook every day? Let's see if you can get this one right. Do you believe it's definitely men? Definitely women? Men and women are equal. You're never on Facebook. Or who the heck cares? So, Jody, whenever you're ready, because we already have a majority of the people that have already voted on this one, they think that they know the answer. Are you ready to see if they do?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Audience, thank you so much for your votes. We really appreciate it. Let's see what you had to say on this one. All right, so who spends more time on Facebook? No one said definitely men. Well, what do you know? All right, 68% of today's audience believe it's definitely women. Now, 26% of today's audience, so a quarter of today's audience, say on this one, they believe men and women are equal. No one said that they're not on Facebook because, come on, let's be real, we're all on Facebook. And 6% of today's audience says, who the heck cares? Jody, I know you're a stats lady, so I'm wondering, do you actually have the answer to this one?
I do. I actually do. In fact, on the three major social networks, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, women spend more time per day. That is recent statistics. I just got the reports that were valid within the last 60 days. So that's up to date. Part of that is that women talk more than men. And so we have a lot of words to get out. But what I want to, I'm going to go to the next slide. Can I
absolutely
change the slide
yeah
now?
We,
okay. So, oops. But what I want to say at a top level is that women generally are using social media differently than men do. I'll tell you a little funny thing. In my business, we have to present from a sales point of view to more men than women to sell our goods and services. And I have to train my staff to speak in bullet point fashion versus storytelling fashion. Women like to talk in storytelling fashion. This plays out very much in the dealership experience with women when it is a man communicating with a woman, because she is telling the whole entire story of her every car she's ever bought before she'll get down to the deal on the car that he is trying to sell her, or she is trying to sell her. And in service, when she brings her vehicle in, she can't get to the point. It's hard to get her just to talk about what she needs. She wants to tell you the whole story. We are storytellers by nature, where men think and talk in bullet points. And this plays out in social media, which primarily where women are taking their cues is online. Yes, of course, through reviews and review sites. They're definitely using them, not just to look at the experience that other women are having at your dealership, but also for restaurants, right? Or any other business that's out there. Before she goes, she's going to check their online reviews. But in social media, what she does, and I'm going to keep saying this word is she builds community. There are all these micro communities of women operating in parallel universes in social media that are having discussions around all kinds of topics. And so that's probably the biggest difference between how men and women use social media and mobile. We are connectors. And so what we do is and that's why if you start following women's hashtags on Twitter or in Instagram, you're going to see women collecting around different hashtags to talk about topics that are very relevant. You may have seen, and I don't want to talk about this, but the Me Too hashtag went wild because that was a hot topic with women, and they gathered around that in community to have discussion around all the things that were around that. This is happening on every topic that's hot, in and including right now, Christmas crafting. And any other topic that women are interested in or their hobbies, they're gathering and having a lot of discussion on social media. They also do something else in social media, and I mentioned it before, is that, yes, we definitely look at reviews, but and the guys have to be honest out in. Usually when you get ready to make a major purchase, you do not check with all your friends first before you buy. You don't say, hey, I'm getting ready to buy a car. What do you think? What would you do? But women do that. They take a survey. They take a survey of their friends, and now instead of doing it verbally, they do it socially. And they will put it up on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and ask those questions. What do you think about this? What do you think about this dress on Pinterest? And you'll see a bunch of comments. I'm thinking about using this, wearing this dress. So what do you think of this Christmas sweater? Or what do you think? We women tend to do that. And by the way, we do that even if we've already made up our mind of what we want to purchase. we just like feedback from the women to get their opinions, to make sure not so much that we're making a good decision, but to validate our decisions. And Eliana, do you ever do that? Take a survey before you buy a dress? In fact, you asked me a question earlier about what did I buy, and I know the next question was, what are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Are you kidding? Of course I do. I'm a girl.
I don't think a lot of guys call their friends before their conference and say, hey, what are you wearing? What are you going to wear? I don't think that happens very frequently. Maybe some of the guys can chime in. And so what I'm talking about in social is the difference is the social community aspect and the word of mouth aspect and things that are happening in social media. Also, they use social media not only to pull their friends on topics, but one of the other occurrences is that women are also very charitable. Not that men aren't, but women drive a lot of community charitable organizations and really are leveraging social media to drive their activities around the charities that they're very fond of. And I saw this play out dramatically. I'll give you an example. I happen to have a family that has members that have a multiple sclerosis, MS. It happens to primarily be more a woman's disease. And the MS Society had seen how well I was reaching out in social media and campaigning around cause marketing, and they approached me to teach them how to do online fundraising. And it honestly, they had never done it before, and we did a tremendous campaign with them a couple of years ago. Mostly women rallied around it, and it helped them build a social following to help them reach their donation goals and find a new, this is really important, write this down, a new demographic of women that they had never reached before that were primarily high users of Twitter and Facebook. So when you're back to the demographic, you may think you're reaching all women in your local community, but you have to reach all where their eyes are going. Some women read magazines. Some women watch television. Some women listen to the radio. Some women primarily use Facebook. Some women primarily are on Pinterest. Some women, depending on their age grouping, are primarily on Instagram. That tends to be a younger audience, but I'm on there. And so you need to make sure that your marketing efforts in social and just in general are getting the views of the eyes or the eyes you're not reaching, right? So you're getting those views of your brand messaging or your marketing or your sales messaging. Very, very important to understand that. All right, let's go to the next slide. I think we've done enough on social.
Okay, let's do it. Next slide, guess what? It's a poll question. All right, audience, got two more poll questions. This is the one on the screen now. We want to know, according to USA Today, how many words per day on average do women speak? Let's get your best guess. Please select one of the following answers. Do you think it's 4,000 words, 8,000 words, 15,000 words, 20,000 words or more, or I don't know, I never listen to women anyway. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. All right. I really want to ask this question to my husband and see what he says. Because I don't know, I think he might, I think he shuts off after like the first 2,000. So we want to know what you think, audience. Votes are coming in nice and fast. Our audience is on it today, Jody. I got to tell you, they are on it. Thank you so much, audience. We're going to leave it up there for a couple more seconds, and then we'll close this poll and share the results and see what we have. All right, Jody, hopefully you got a nice drink of water because you're doing a lot of talking. And you're ready to talk some more, I hope. Let's close this poll and share the results. All right, everyone. Okay. Let's see what we have. According to USA Today, how many words per day on average do women speak? Okay, so no one said 4,000. 9% of today's audience believe it's 8,000. 36% of today's audience, wow, think it's 15,000. But 48% of today's audience, holy moly, that's almost half. They believe it's 20,000 words or more a day. And then 6% of today's audience, well, these brave souls, they have put it out there that they don't know and they never listen to women anyway. Well, thank you for that. All right, so Jody, I'm sure you know the stat on this one, and you're going to just edumacate us all right now. How many words per day on average do women speak?
Women speak on average about 20,000 words a day, and I have to thank you very much for this opportunity because I'm getting a few extra words in today because of this webinar. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
But the reason I wanted to pull this question is I want to talk about the gap of communication a little bit between men and women. So what do you think, Eliana, how many words per day on average do you think men speak?
Oh, gosh. Well, if we speak 20,000, I mean, if most men are anything like my husband, I mean, I can't even imagine it would be more than 6,000.
That's just about right. It's 7,000. And
really?
So I want this to kind of marinate in the minds of the audience that there is a gap here. That's a big gap.
That is a big gap. No, that's how it's reflected in my house.
right. And of course, you do have what I call the low talking men, who are like 3,000 or 4,000 words a day, and very often the way they respond is more in grunts and nods rather than. And I also want to point out another piece of this communication gap. When men talk to other men, they don't look them face to face. They usually sit side by side and they side talk. You know, they don't actually look at each other. Go the next time, I'm challenging the audience, the next time you go to a social gathering or even an automotive industry gathering and you're sitting at a table and around, you will notice that the women will turn their chairs toward each other so that they have close together so that they can face each other when they're talking to each other. Men do the opposite. They sit side by side and talk out of the side. They talk out of the side. And also sometimes if women are more even friendly, they will actually reach out and touch each other while they're talking to each other. Don't do that in a professional setting. But really, observation and of the different styles of communication between men and women in the dealership life, or if you're on this webinar from an aftermarket retailer, is so important. So here's what happens. Not only do men, you said it, Eliana, not only do men talk less, but they have a hard time listening to our stream of talkativeness, right?
Okay.
Like at night when you get back from your day and you're starting to share the whole day with him about everything that went on and the eyes start glazing over and they start rolling back in his head because he just cannot absorb your recap of your 20,000 words a day in the evening. Does that ever happen to you, Eliana?
Well, like he just gives me the highlights, like the bullet points, right? But I mean, we're not trying to sell each other anything, but even still, he'll just give me the bullet points of how his day went, and I relate to him a story or two of how my day went. And he's like, you do realize you could have said that, like, in 20 seconds instead of 20 minutes.
Right? It is a gap and also a stress point in effective communication. So what we're talking about here is what is the number one most important rule when communicating effectively with women? What do you think that is? Let's get a shout out from the audience. What do you think that is? And if you don't know, that's what we're going to launch into right now.
Oh, I'm curious. All right, audience. We want to know. Write in and tell me what you think is the number one most important rule in communicating effectively with women. Well, I got to tell you, I think they already know the answer to this one. Mariella, Drew, Emily were the first three to answer, and they have the right answer. So do you want me to give it away? Because I think I prefer you to give it away. But other answers that were given were eye contact, treating them like a normal human. I like that, Brianna. And no, everyone else got it right. Travis, Janelle, we have a number of people who got it right. So go ahead, you tell them. Timothy, I see you.
Right. So it is listening. And not just listening, but really, really listening. which means I love the eye contact quote, because men typically avoid, by nature, direct eye contact. It's a natural thing unless they train themselves to hold comfortable, what I call soft-eyed contact with women. In fact, they will avoid the gaze and sometimes glance in the wrong direction, which sends her mixed messages and actually can thwart your efforts to build trust with her. And also, sometimes he moves his eyes around, looking to the left or the right because he's uncomfortable. You may be uncomfortable holding that soft eye contact and what I call active listening eyes. And this also can communicate to her that you can't be trusted because you won't look her in the eye. Watch women. When we talk to each other, we want direct eye contact. It literally is part of a behavior pattern with women because we want to build relationship. It's primary for us. We want to get to know you. We genuinely do, most especially in a social setting. And so this eye contact is very important, and it demonstrates listening skills. Also, your body language and how you – remember, men like to side talk, to face her, turn facing her. Some other body language clues that you're listening is not to put your arms under your chest, fold them over your chest, because it tells her unconsciously that, yeah, I'm listening, but could you get to the point? Also, putting your hands in your pockets or other clues, you just want to have a really relaxed stance when you're standing. And over the counter, also, one clue that you're listening to is to lean toward her, but not too close. One of the things that I teach is with most women in a professional setting, you shouldn't be any closer than arm's length distance from her, because men typically are much taller than women. And if you move closer than an arm's length away, you're actually towering over her, and this could be quite intimidating to her. Women are typically, the average height is about 5'5", and men, the average height is about 5'10". And so keep that in mind, that so listening can be active listening as long as you're in her comfortable space, right? Also, nodding while she's talking. But the most important thing about listening is do not interrupt her. Don't try and rush her and get her to the point. Women tend to ask, when they are in a sales situation or in a service situation, tends to ask a lot more questions than the guys do for whatever reason. There's some, I could go into a whole foray of research on this, but we tend to ask more questions and ask for more clarification, and you have to be careful not to become impatient. Which leads me back to, this is all about marketing and advertising to women too. Why? Because no matter how beautiful your campaigns are, or how wonderful your marketing concepts are, and how relevant they are to women, your best marketing tool are the people that work in your dealership. They are your top marketing programs. And so their appearance, how they relate to women customers, and how they handle women customers is your biggest piece of marketing that you need to get handled, right? Because if a woman has a bad experience and feel, by the way, when you don't listen to her, really listen. She feels disrespected. And so, but here's the problem. Sometimes women suck up too much time, and you need to kind of break in somehow and get her back on track to finish the car purchase and get the information you need to help her have a good experience, both in sales and service. And so not only is listening important and eye contact and make it comfortable and give her a little bit more time than maybe the guys who speak in bullet point. You heard it from Eliana. But also ask questions versus make statements to her. And this can really work in your marketing and advertising. Rather than tell, 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 sell, 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 why don't you ask questions and provide information versus just, you know, buy my car? Honestly, I get so much shared with me on ineffective ways to reach women, I'm really giving you some really amazingly great, subtle ways to do a better job with women. All of these skills, and remember, we talked about the ecosystem. So I want you to write this down. How you are in one way is how you are in all ways. So if your marketing and the experience she's having at the dealership don't match, you need to work on that. Or maybe you have an amazing customer service experience, but your marketing isn't resonating with her. You need to think more organically in your organization when you market to women. It all has to match, and it all has to work in tandem. And marketing to women is not about one great campaign a year. If I hear this one more time, I'm going to scream, yeah, we do the breast cancer thing once a year. We've got it down with marketing to women. Sorry. Women shoppers. Sorry. And by the way, it is the only month of the year, in my opinion, that you can use pink. Because mostly now, women don't want to be branded as pink. Women are much more, their lifestyles include much more than just pink. Although I do know a lot of fluffy girls, but be careful with that.
I'm not into pink. Pink wouldn't work on me. So
pink doesn't work with me at all. And so, except for during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I just completed some huge campaigns that were very effective. But this is listening to women. So I'm going to just say one more thing about this. So there's the listening in person, but are you listening online to what women are saying and what's important to them? Back to Pinterest. One of the most effective ways you can be with women in developing marketing and advertising is to use your city hashtags and to watch Pinterest to see what they're saying. What is relevant to the women? A lot of marketing is not putting stuff out there. It's understanding your market and where can you find. It's so easy today. You can watch, you can use the search in Facebook to find out what women in your local market are interested in talk. You can use Twitter. You can use Instagram. You can use Pinterest. Everything is, and by the way, find out the hashtags in your local market that women are using. There are many of them. And listen to what they're talking about and saying, and then, again, how you are in one way is how you are in all ways. Be relevant to them. So, again, listening can be in person, but it can also be listening out in the marketplace to what women are trying to tell you that they want or what's relevant. Let's go to the next poll question.
That's a great idea. All right, last poll question of the day, audience. You've been so good with all the rest of them. Please. Let's do some more of that, all right? Last question, here it goes. What percent of your current dealership workforce in customer-facing positions are women? So we're not talking about, like, somebody in accounting. Is that correct, Jody?
We're not. Customer interacting, sales, service advisors, F&I, could be managers, we hope, even general managers, mm-hmm. And dealership principals.
Okay, so out of everyone that works at the dealership, what percentage of those are women? Please select one of the following answers. Do you think it's less than 5%? Do you think it's somewhere between 5 and 10%? Somewhere between 10 and 20%? Are you one of those rare dealerships that has more than 20% of women in the workforce in customer-facing positions? Or are you one of those dealerships who say, you know what, women just never apply for jobs at our dealership? Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. Holy moly, these votes are coming in fast. Wow, they knew the answer to this. You know, it's funny because in the first question, there were a number of people who said, you know what, I don't know, I've never checked. When we asked them, you know, how many female customers they have for service and sales. But on this one, they're not doing that. They seem to really know the answer right away. So I'm curious. I'm very excited to see these answers. All right, Jody, almost everyone's voted. I mean, it's amazing. Audience, you are just so on point today. Thank you so much for being amazing today. Jody, if you're ready, I will close this poll, and let's see what the results are.
Awesome. Go.
Let's do it. All right, let's see. What percent of your current dealership workforce and customer-facing positions are women? Less than 5% of dealership workforce? Yeah. 30% of today's audience, that is the majority. The majority of today's audience, 30%, a third of today's audience, say they have less than 5% of women in customer-facing positions. Wow. So less than 5%. Let's just think about this. Less than 5%. So it's not even 1 out of 10. My goodness. Okay, so it's 1 out of 20 people in customer-facing positions are women. Wow. Okay, 27% of today's audience say it's between 5 and 10%. 18% of today's audience say they have between 10 and 20% women in their workforce. And then 24% of today's audience, that's nice, almost a quarter of today's audience, say that they have more than 20% of women in customer-facing positions. And by the way, no one said that women never apply for jobs here. So that's good to know. All right, Jody, do you have more information on this topic?
I do. And so, again, I want you to follow the thought as we talk about this last topic for a few minutes about the ecosystem of women. So if you do not have a good percent of women working in customer-facing positions from a marketing and advertising point of view, what message are you sending them? Women aren't welcome here. Women can't work here. Women aren't comfortable here. I don't know. All I know is that the dealerships that have a higher percent of women working in customer, like in sales, service advisors, F&I, and as managers, tend to do a better job with women and tend to hire, retain more women employees in key sales and management positions. This all works together. Men tend to have a very narrow view of the world. Women have a very broad view of the world. And when they're looking at doing business with you, they're looking at your marketing, the experience, and they're also looking at the dealership employee. I'm sure none of you have those people on point, like vultures standing out in front of the building where women have to break. It's like a football game. You have to break through the thing to get into the showroom, right? You have to break through and charge through. That's not a good experience for women, by the way. And I do see that still happening. But when she starts seeing more women, I do not believe you have to have women on staff to do a good job with women if you're trained properly. But I do think it makes a difference in terms of the culture in the dealership, especially if you have leaders, because you will get input on what's relevant to women in the local market easier. But more importantly, I want to give you a very shocking stat. This is NADA data that of women hired in sales positions at dealerships in 2016, there was a 90% turnover rate after the first year.
90%? Oh my goodness.
So every dealership that I talk to wants to hire more women, and either they don't apply for the jobs or they don't stay. And so this is a challenge that I'm sending out to dealerships to fix that. And so part of it is culturally you need to, you know, really work on supporting the women that are working there and help them solve those problems. And we're not going to have a class on that. But come to the Women in Automotive Conference. We talk about this with the attendees. We have a lot of great information. But from a marketing and advertising point of view, it does make a difference with women if you have more women that are actively involved in the customer interacting positions. Because, again, they're picking up all the clues. Am I welcome here? Is this dealership thinking about what I need, what my wants are? Are they making it comfortable for me to do business with them? Right? But I will stand my ground and say that women do not always want to talk to another woman. Sometimes they want to talk to a man or a woman. But I'll tell you who they want to talk to is the person who has the information, who is the most knowledgeable. And so I will never say from a gender point of view that women prefer talking to other women in sales. I do not believe that that is true. Some women do and some women don't. What I'm talking about is the look and feel, the general look when she comes into the dealership that she sees women present acting and working in different roles. And so this is an important, sometimes women key up more on these subtle messages than the direct message that you want to do business with them. And so if you want to create an environment and an ecosystem in your dealership where women flourish as customers and employees, you need to learn more about the women's market. Again, from a marketing point of view, you need to listen to what the local demographic says. You need to really key up on some of the things that are relevant. Each local market is different. One size does not fit all with women. Where are women hanging out and networking and building communities that you can join and participate in and get positive word of mouth and be known for more than just selling cars and service, but be known for the relationships that you're developing and participating in communities that are important for women. I'm going to go to the next slide because we're coming up on time. Here are some suggested resources for more. Of course, Ask Patty has our certified female-friendly training and certification program, which goes into these topics more in depth. And you could become a certified female-friendly location, part of our great network. We also act as your marketing to women agency, helping you year-round do all the things that we're talking about this morning. I also highly recommend that you attend the Marketing to Women and Marketing to Moms conference in New York every year. Very few automotive industry professionals attend, and it is the internationally acclaimed conference to learn from case studies of women's brands of what's relatable, and I highly recommend it. I also recommend attending the Women in Automotive conference, which this and many other topics are covered in depth. It's probably one of the most rich educational conferences that you could go to understand the women's market better. And, of course, the Women in Automotive also has our Women Powered University, hosted by none other than the gorgeous and wonderful Lisa Copeland. You can listen to a Women Powered University webinar once a month and learn more about all the different aspects of hiring and recruiting more women and various other topics along that trend. Action items. Again, do a demographic study of your local market on women. Find and become part of the ecosystems that women are part of in your local market. Study and mimic major women's brand strategies on social media. Don't copycat the other dealerships. You could differentiate by doing things differently. Train and train more on listening skills with women. Are you listening? Actively set goals to reach gender parity in hiring and developing women leaders.
And there you have it. All right, audience, we are looking forward to a really great Q&A session with you with, as I said before, the Grand Dame of Automotive. So if you have a question for the wonderful Jody DeVere on the women's market in automotive, let's get those questions in. And, you know, don't be afraid if you think maybe your question might be sexist. If it's sexist, we'll tell you. But for the most part, I think many people in sales and marketing really want to know how they can get in touch with women in their market and sell to those women in their market and get the attention of women in those markets without offending them. So, hey, guess what? Ask. And we'll tell you, all right? So get those questions in. Now, before we get to your questions, we got a few pieces of business to take care of. First of all, I would like to direct your attention. Whoa, too early. I'm going to direct your attention over to the handouts section of the GoToWebinar interface. In that handout section, we have 4 great handouts for you. They're all available for your immediate download until the end of this broadcast. So real fast, Jody, and you can hop in here and explain the value of these different handouts. First off, of course, we have today Jody DeVere's slide deck. So you can download that if you'd like to have that. Now, next, we have a handout called Men versus Women Facts. Jody, did you want to say anything about any of the handouts?
So one of the handouts I think is really valuable. It's actually from the Marketing to Women Conference, and it's called Fast Facts. And it just talks about some several studies that were done and some of the differences that women have, and how, and some of it is very relatable to the automotive industry, and some stats specifically of surveys done with women on how they perceive automotive advertising, I think we'll find really helpful. There's also a couple of studies in there on the women's market in general. There's a lot of data in there. I often get asked about statistics on the women's market, mm-hmm. especially presenting something at your dealership, and I would be happy to provide other statistics if you need them.
Right. So some of the studies that are in the handout section for, you know, available for immediate download, we have a study by Deloitte, and then we have the 2016 NADA Workforce Study. Both of those studies, brilliant and just filled with statistics that are both staggering and, like I said before, sombering. So definitely you want to check those out. Like I said, those handouts are available to you. All you have to do is go to your GoToWebinar interface, look kind of low on the screen for them. You'll look for the word handouts. There's a little triangle next to it. Click on that. It'll open up, and in there you're going to find those four different handouts for immediate download. I highly recommend you get all of them. Like I said, you have until the end of this broadcast. You have at least a few minutes to get all four of those downloaded. If you have any problems whatsoever downloading them, then email me directly, and I'll help you out. Eliana@dealeron.com. All right. Jody, are you ready for this?
Okay.
I'm going to turn on my webcam, and I want to see your pretty face.
Okay.
And totally sexist, right? I said that you were pretty.
Lisa was beautiful.
All right. So before we get to the questions, and by the way, we do have some wonderful questions from the audience. Before we do that, well, it's my pleasure to tell the audience again that our good friends over at Ask Patty and, of course, Women in Automotive, they're giving away a tremendous prize on the webinar. Two of you lucky webinar attendees are going to win a free ticket to the upcoming Women in Automotive Conference. Now, I want you all to pay attention to this. The conference is December 10th and 11th. In Palm Springs, California. So I'm going to be quite honest with you. If you can't make that conference, please do not answer the question. We really want people who can make it and who are going to, you know, be able to get there. All right? So don't take that opportunity away from somebody else who really can make it, okay? So 10th and 11th in Palm Springs, California. I hope you can come because it is a tremendous event. So listen, what we need you to do is get ready, get to your keyboards. First person to write in the correct response to one of our two giveaway questions is going to win a ticket. All right. And by the way, these tickets, they're not cheap. They're like $500. How much are they, Jody?
$495.
Okay. So here we go. Good luck, everyone. Oh, by the way, Jody, can you go forward a slide? I'm sorry. Okay. Here we go. Good luck, everyone. According to the 2016 NADA Workforce Study, what is the percent of women working in dealerships in all roles? In all roles. What is the percent of women working in dealerships in all roles? Well, no one's gotten it right yet. And just so you know, you're more than welcome to guess and say, guess more than one time. And, Jody, if somebody comes close, can I give it to them? Like if they didn't do the point percentage, can you give it to them?
They come within a point or two, we'll count it.
Oh, okay. Well, then let me scroll up because we definitely have somebody who did that. Okay, the first person who came close is, let me see what her last name is. Brianna Garrity. She guessed 20%, so I think that's close enough. The actual answer was 18.6, and no one got that right. So thank you so much, Brianna Garrity. I would love to know what dealership you're from, and I am so excited because you have gotten yourself a ticket to a really fabulous event. I will be there. I'm the MC for the event. I've been the MC 3 years already for this event, and I can tell you honestly, It's amazing. You are going to love it, Brianna. Okay, let me see. Brianna, did she write in? Yes, she's with Denoyer Chevrolet in Kalamazoo. So thank you so much, Brianna. You're going to be getting an email directly from our good friends over at Women in Automotive about how to claim that free ticket. So make sure you book that flight. It's going to be a great time. Don't worry, audience. Guess what? We have one more ticket to give away. All right? So here we go, everyone. This is going to be a really easy question, so I hope you guys get it. All right. Good luck. Here we go. What did Jody say was the number one most important skill in communicating effectively with women? And I just want you to know, earlier in the presentation when we said that, Michael wrote in, he says, I would have never gotten that. So, Michael, I feel your pain. You're probably not the only guy to say that. Let's see if somebody else got it, all right? Let's see. First person to write in the correct answer, Mariella Murphy was the correct answer. Listening. Congratulations, Mariella. You are our winner today. Mariella, oh my gosh, these are beautiful names. Mariella and Brianna, hello. Mariella Murphy, what dealership are you from, my friend? We would love, love, love to know and give you a proper congratulations. She's with Toyota of Massapequa in Massapequa, New York. Ah, on my side of the world. Thank you so much, Mariella, Brianna. We are so looking forward to seeing you at the Women in Automotive Conference December 10th and 11th in Palm Springs, California. Now listen, you have to do me a favor. When you get there, find me, because I definitely want to take a picture of you and post it on social, and congratulations on winning a ticket to a fabulous event, and we hope that you enjoy it as much as the rest of us who go to the Women in Automotive Conferences do. So thank you so much. Now, audience, well, shoot, Jody, you know, I have one more ticket to give away, but I don't have a question.
By the way, the conference... The Women Automotive Conference is for men and women. It's about women. It's not for women. And so I hope a guy actually answers all the questions, because we need you to come. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, and by the way, about 30% of our attendees are guys.
Yes.
We always call them that, especially that are our supporters. They want to be relevant. And so, guys, you can answer the questions, too. It's for you, too.
Well, I will tell you, you know, when I describe the conference to people, yes, if you're a woman, you should definitely be there. But also, do you sell to women? Do you work with women? Do you have women who work under you? Then you should come to the Women in Automotive Conference. You'd be surprised what you would learn about the, as they call us, the fairer sex. All right? So, I have one more ticket to give away, and I don't know how to give it away. What do we do, Jody?
So why don't we do this? Why don't I ask a question I already know the answer to, and we'll make it just a fun thing. So it's something that I said.
Okay.
Something that I said.
All right, audience, this is it. You're going to get one more chance to win a ticket to the Women in Automotive Conference, all right? And this is because Women in Automotive gave me a ticket, and I couldn't figure out a way to give it away. But today is a great day. The conference is in just about a month away, so this is the perfect day to give it away. So we're going to give you one more chance to win this conference. So, Jody, I'm going to let you do the honors. Please ask the question.
Well, what is the one month of the year that you can think pink with women?
That was an easy one. Oh, no, it's not February. But Sarah Milano answered October. Congratulations. She wasn't the only one. A lot of people got October. So Sarah Milano, congratulations. It's official, Sarah. You're a winner. Please, Sarah, let me know what dealership you're from so we can give you a proper congratulations. Now to all of our winners, Brianna, Mariella, and Sarah. Sarah is with Car City in Grand Rapids. Nice. Oh, Grand Rapids.
Although the person that answered February, during Valentine's Day, okay, we can get a little pink and red there, so that's kind of right. And by the way, November, isn't it the beard thing that the guys are doing the beard
thing? No Shave November. Heck yeah. I love No Shave November. I like a scruff.
I love those bearded guys, so I'm all over that. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know what? Let me talk to everyone else. I know. We have three cool prizes today, and you, if your name wasn't Brianna, Mariella, or Sarah, were not one of the winners. But you know what? We give away cool prizes every week. So come on back to another Dealer On webinar, and that might be the day you win a cool prize on Dealer On webinar. But for right now, we're congratulating these three lucky ladies, Brianna Garrity, Mariella Murphy, and Sarah Milano, on their big wins. And of course, we got to thank our good friends over at Ask Patty and Women in Automotive for their incredible generosity. All right, everyone. Jody, don't move from that slide. We got to get to the questions from the audience. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Let me scroll up. We got some really interesting questions. Okay, Michael wrote in, do you have any national metrics captured reflecting the top-tiered viewed social media for targeting all interest groups, Pinterest viewed and responded to versus Facebook? Interesting. So
I do.
You do? All right, lay it on us. What do you got?
So I actually, they produce studies all the time, and actually – I'm going to tell you a little secret.
I love your secret.
If you go to any of these, they actually produce those ongoing stats all the time in each of these social networks. You can find it yourself up to date. Just type in Google, Facebook, male versus female visitors 2017. Same with Instagram. Same with Twitter. It will pull up the most recent stats right in your browser. And by the way, there's so much study done on it, and there's some really great infographics on my – I just posted it in honor of this, a great infographic on my Pinterest page that highlights some of the most recent. Easy, if you want to get the exact information in – or the infographic, you can email me at jdevere@askpatty.com, and I will send it right over.
That would be great. Okay, thank you so much, Michael. Great question. All right, next question comes in from, let me just double check. Yeah, one of our winners, Mariella. Mariella wanted to know, how would you go about marketing a vehicle to a female on Pinterest? Because I know you said Pinterest was a good way to find somebody, and then she gets cheeky over here. She says, knitting steering wheel covers, hee-hee. So, okay, so let's say we found, you know, local Pinterest. Okay, so now I'm in a dealership and I do marketing. Tell me, how do I get their attention?
So without getting into a long explanation, your Pinterest boards or your Pinterest page, and I know a lot of individual salespeople who are marketing themselves. You know, they're doing their own personal branding pages mm-hmm. on Pinterest. And so what I would do, instead of trying to sell her a car, try and help her buy a car. Provide education about car buying and let her see you as an expert that's going to help her through the process. And so post a lot of information about the car buying process, like how do I negotiate my trade-in? How do I get my credit rating? All the things that revolve around the car buying process, and be the expert for her. Be her coach. And then, of course, also talk about the different types of benefits and features for women and family, but just be careful not to pigeonhole women. I have a whole group of women who drive off-road vehicles, so if you start pitching the family car to them, they're going to go, what? Unless I can go 4x4 off-road, I'm not interested. So be careful with that. But I think the way to sell yourself to women is to be her expert in the car buying process so that she feels comfortable. You know, concierge programs and women wanting to buy a car, you know, online and not have to talk to somebody is becoming more and more popular because of the intimidating aspects of coming to the car lot. So be that person for her. Show her that you just don't want to sell her a car. You want to teach her how to be empowered about the car buying experience with you.
I think that's very solid advice. Mariella, thank you so much. If you have a follow-up question, well, we'd love to get to it. All right, let me get to this. Janelle is one of our listeners today, and she – remember when we were talking about how when me and my husband talk about how our day went, he gives me the bullet points, and I actually, you know, have a conversation, at least try. Janelle says, I just wait for my husband to ask because otherwise he just won't listen. I feel you, Janelle. I feel you. We all have those days. All right, let's see. Next question. Now, this is funny. Jim has been very vocal, and we have a lot of information from Jim today. He says, as a guy, I'm going to school you all on what everything that guys know about selling to women. He says, in the story of Adam and Eve, right there, we can already go like this, right? Okay, so in the story of Adam and Eve, the snake told Eve that she would be like a god if she ate an apple from the tree of good and evil. She then used peer pressure to get Adam to try some too. Is the takeaway, hey, women buy shiny red things, women believe everything snakes tell them, women want stuff they shouldn't have, Eve was trying to get Adam to pay more attention to her. Okay, we get the point. But nowadays, we're not so much like Eve. We do have other things that we look for, Jim, but I appreciate the comment. All right, but anyway, Jim goes on to say, should our website have different forms for men versus women? Should we add extra questions like how the car that they are interested in makes them feel?
No. In fact, I think part of the problem with our industry is let's not go pink. Women want to be treated as equals. What I was saying is what are the differences in communication style? Mm-hmm. I will tell you about websites, what you do need to do, look at your website and ask yourself the question, are you picturing women in your photographs buying cars or families? Or is it just pictures of guys and cars, and in your service department, are you just showing wrenches and cars on lifts? Because those are nonverbal cues to her. So I think it's not about the process, it's about the relevancy that you're showing her. And, you know, if all the websites, I see a lot of websites, I make these comments constantly, like, could you kind of put a picture of a woman driving a car? You know, I'm going to tell for the guys a quick story. I had a big client and they were so excited to do their first campaign with me, and it was to the Hispanic Latino community.
Okay.
And it was a beautiful ad, and it showed a picture of a family. And it was a tall Hispanic guy with his arm around his wife and the two kids in the front. And I looked at this photo, and I looked at this photo, and I went, sorry. You see, what they were doing inadvertently is saying, I'm taking care of my little weak woman wife and the family. And so I said, make them the same height, standing next to each other with the children in front, and don't have his arm around her. In fact, put her a little ahead of him in the picture, because what you're doing is depicting how women see herself as the final decision maker in the family. We do make a joint decision as a family, but I'm the leader here. And you know, that ad did spectacularly because they got it on the money just from the photograph.
Really?
The relevancy of how you portray us. And a lot, and I could go on and on, but I will just say that blonde-haired, blue-eyed women are not the only women buying cars, so be careful the photographs you select. Make them relevant to the women in your local market.
I'm partial brunettes. All right, here we go. okay, well, a follow-up from Jim. I know, right? Follow-up from Jim. He says, first of all, I want to let you know, when you talked about women usually come in and they just want to talk to the most knowledgeable person, Jim agreed. He says, I agree with Jody. Women often want a male auto sales rep. Okay, that's interesting. Especially used autos, he goes on. But his question is, if we have a female service tech, would you advertise that, or would that be pushing the female agenda?
So you mean a technician or a mechanic?
I believe that's what he means, yeah. If we have a female service tech, yeah.
Absolutely. In fact, you can say this stat that less than 2% of all techs are women. And in fact, I just got back from SEMA, and there were, you'll see it. It's the Chevy Montage all-female build. 90 women participated, not because they needed 90 women to build this beautiful vehicle, but to give more women participation so they could get visibility. And we are looking to hire more technicians. All dealerships are. And by the way, younger women today don't see a gender bias. They can see themselves as a tech. It's not like in the old days. So, yeah, I would. I would write a great story, because it's a great story about your dealership. By the way, that you have one is remarkable, because a lot of women techs come to me and say they won't hire me because I'm a woman, because they say I won't fit into their culture.
I mean, I think that would be a great story for social media for a dealership. Dealerships are always looking for interesting stories. Yeah. You know, hey, meet somebody in our crew. Here's what's so special about her. Did you know only 2% of all service techs in dealerships across the nation are female? Well, we have one of them. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with showing diversity. So
I think tailoring it, you know, and it's one of the things that the cautionary tale is get advice before you put it out. And that's why I work with so many. By the way, I don't just work with retailers. I work with major brands to help them tone that message so they don't miss the mark. It's a great story. I love it. Please share it with me if you do it. I will put it on my social network.
Ooh, there we go. There we go. All right, let's see. Next question comes in from Elaine. Oh, so close to the name Elian. Okay, Elaine says, how do you find hashtags in local markets? What kind of research do you have to do to get those hashtags?
So the first thing you do is put your city hashtag in, because usually when you're searching in your city, there's multiple hashtags in there. And so I'm going to give you a hint. This is a whole class I can teach on this, hashtag.
We might have to have that one.
I always say it's like jumping into the Colorado River, and you just get washed away unless you have the right hashtag to find, you know, the stream that you're on, right? Uh-huh. And so type in, I did this yesterday with a client, type in that you're a city hashtag, and just the word, not the hashtag mom. Or use hashtag moms. Or use hashtag fashion. And you will start seeing the hashtags that they're all using to group up under, right? The issues that they are grouping up under. And by the way, there is a hashtag service that you can go to and type in your city and see what the most popular hashtags are in your city. Check it out.
Okay, Elaine, if you have a follow-up question, well, we'd love to hear back from you. All right, interesting question came in from Janelle. Janelle says, how do we get more info on certified female-friendly training certification program, which also goes to Julie's question, which is, where else can I go to get more info about selling to women?
Go to askpatty.com/get certified. There's a form there you can fill out. And if you and by the way, put a note in there that you came from the webinar and you will be speaking to me directly. We will book a meeting. There's an automatic meeting appointment booking app. You can book an appointment with me and I will speak to you directly. Or I'll have a team member of mine call and set up a time to speak to me about how to become Ask Patty Certified Female Friendly and some of our other programs to just enlarge on this topic. You can also check out my training portal at certifiedfemalefriendly.com. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of demo videos and some information about what the employees would be doing as far as the training. It's awesome.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay, thank you so much. Great question, Janelle. Let's back up a little bit. We do have some comments from some answers from your previous questions. Jim, who had asked about the female service tech, he says, great idea. Love the advice. He says, it also applies to real estate too. Interesting. And he says, please tell the manufacturers to provide those pics of women and their cars. Great advice. And then Elaine, who asked about the hashtags in local markets, she says, what was that hashtag program name that you mentioned?
You know, because I will have to email that to you. Email me at jdebeard@askpatty.com, but it's just type in Google hashtag, popular hashtags in my city. And there is, it's free. You just pop in your city and it will show you all the recent hashtags. And I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm so sorry, because I have my head in a different game. Email me at jdevere.com. I'll get it to you directly.
Oh, sorry, thank you so much. All right, Elaine, please do that.
She's like, left after this.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Okay, so let's see. We have a number of questions from Jim. So let's get to a couple of them, and then we have we still got a number of questions to get through. Okay, so Jim says, women are more likely to give negative reviews online, saying things like felt that the dealership didn't give her a good deal. How can we address those women who may not have had a bad experience but felt like they did? Okay, if they feel like they did, then they did have a bad experience, first of all, Jim. So second of all.
Yeah, well, and by the way, your dealership probably needs to go through my training, because that's what we want. All right. And, you know, there's no one answer. It's about changing the way your entire approach. And, you know that saying, people won't remember what you say, but they will always remember how you made them feel. Always. And that's what I teach. That is my ballywick. So come to me, Jim. I think we have a lot to talk about since you're bringing up some really great questions. You'd make a great client of mine. And also, without pitching Ask Patty, that's what we excel at, our training and ongoing training, to really help develop those communication skills. They don't come natural. You know, so you don't automatically know how to do these things, and it's okay. I love it. I love teaching and giving that. When the lights go on, it's like, yay, you know?
Yes. Yeah. There's like, I want to say so much stuff, but I'm gonna hold back because we do have a lot more stuff to get to. Okay, so Jim goes on to ask, 90% turnover is not uncommon for car sales. Because I remember,
that's not true.
Okay, men or women, and has to do with the dealership training and product market.
Well, actually, that's not true. It's actually a much lower percent for turnover of men in sales than it is for women. That was sort of, it's not 90%. It's more around 60s. I'll have to go at 68%, I think.
I mean, not for nothing, but turnover in the auto industry in general is very high and much higher than outside of the auto industry. So look, we shouldn't be proud of the 65% turnover rate for men either, but that it's 90% for women is even worse. Okay,
It is. You're right. And these are a lot of issues that we talk about at the Women in Automotive Conference in terms of how to create systems, processes, pay plans, HR, oversight, training, mentoring. I mean, there's no simple answer to that question overall in the industry, but as a single point or dealer group, because those are my clients, I have some amazing clients that are doing all these things right, and they have much higher retention rates overall because of it, because they have a culture that people want to work and they feel happy about their work, whether they're male or female. They're making money, and they believe in more than just selling cars. They believe in the culture of the dealership. Typically, those dealerships are great community citizens, and they're very proud to be part of that dealership family.
I agree. All right. Let's get to a last handful of questions, and then we'll close out the show. All right, Jody? Stick with me. All right. Tom has the next question, and Tom says, what's the biggest mistake that you see dealers making when they market to women?
One size fits all. One size fits all. They assume that all women are X. And like the soccer mom thing, they're still using that term. That is, like, they were using that term in 2006 when I started this company. Come on, get over it. They are not paying attention to the women's market, and they idealize women in their own mind. I want you to hear this. How male marketers idealize women comes out in the marketing. What you think about women may not be correct. I just challenged someone at a large company who was saying, well, I have sisters. I know all about the woman's market.
Right.
Oh, no, you don't. You make assumptions that you understand the women's market because you're married. Sorry. Or you have a daughter. I'm sorry. That doesn't qualify you. And so you need to do research to really understand not the women's market, your women's market, and really find out that's what the ecosystem slide was about. Do you understand the ecosystem of women in your local market, the different layers and levels of where they're gathering, what their income levels are, what they do for fun, what their lifestyles, what women want in your market. Ooh, that's tough. So, yeah, I don't think it's a simple answer. This is not a bullet point questionnaire. I think you really need to go outside of your own thinking and really and listen to the women in your market and take your cues from them.
Okay, I agree. You know what? That leads right into our next question, which comes in from Alicia. Alicia says, can you give us an example of a successful marketing to women campaign?
I can.
Great question, Alicia. What do you got?
I'm glad you asked because I love case studies, and I have many of them. But one I want to talk about because it was on Facebook, so we talked about Facebook. And this was a few years ago, and I want to talk about the elements. So it was a dealership in a rather not in a major city, but a pretty small market, and they really wanted It's important to note that you cannot market to all women in one campaign. So you get a segment. They knew and did their demographic that they had a bedroom community with a lot of moms. So they wanted to reach the moms. So we developed a Facebook campaign, which was a cutest baby photo campaign. And it was run for the month surrounding Mother's Day.
I love it.
And he submitted photos of their babies.
How do you choose? You can't choose. All babies are cute. You can't choose.
Right. To be voted on. And the dealership posted them on a special contest on Facebook. And, of course, the voting continued for a couple of weeks, culminating on Mother's Day. It was a couple weeks before Mother's Day. They grew their Facebook following likes on their Facebook page by over 2,000 during a two-week period. And by the way, 2 to 3 week period. And why was that astounding? Because of the community size. It was a small community. We're talking maybe 60,000 total. Because it was so relevant to the women, and they were so excited, and they were voting on the babies, and they were so cute, and all the comments.
Yeah.
And then at the end, is they had the mother come in with the baby for the first, second, and third prize, which was, like, one was a trip to Babies R Us, and one was a gift certificate, and they took pictures of the mother with her baby. That was a stupendous, right on the money. Right, and they were also a Chevrolet dealer, and you know that Chevrolet has a lot of family-friendly cars, so it was so relevant, very successful.
That is a really cool story.
And second to that, which was another Mother's Day contest, is they had women write a letter to their mother that they posted on Facebook, and then for the most popular liked letter and picture of her mother, they won a prize, and that was also stupendously, and a lot of interaction. It's one thing to get likes, but they were commenting and interacting and trading stories about their moms, and they got this whole buzz going around it. It was super, super terrific. And so, again, observing what's relevant to women and doing things they love, talking about their mothers and sharing the stories about their moms and putting the pictures of their moms up at Mother's Day. And it got a lot of juice for the dealership.
I love those stories. Those were great. Oh, Jody, that's awesome. All right. Thank you so much for that question, Alicia. Okay, couple more comments from Jim, and then we'll close out the show. All right. So Jim,
we're going to be best friends.
Jim says, do women really like minivans, or is it the husbands that don't want their wives in cars cooler than the one that they have? That's not chauvinistic at all, Jim.
you know what, Jim? I'm going to tell you a really interesting fact. Depending on, I don't know where you are in the country, but in the Southwest, one of the top five purchase vehicles in the southwestern part of the country by women are trucks.
Yeah.
Trucks. In fact, 40% of all pickup trucks are sold to women. I always love to tell these stats. Corvette buyers. Over 60% of Corvettes are sold to women, yet no Corvette is marketed to her.
That's true.
You know, women are lifestyle buyers. This is an important sentence. Just like it's important, if I want to send a certain message to other women in the community, I will carry my Louis Vuitton bag, or I will carry a duffel bag, depending on what I'm trying to tell people. And your vehicle, just for guys, is an extension. It tells you, if I'm a Subaru driver, what does that tell you? I like the outdoors, right? I'm going off-road. I actually just bought a new vehicle because I'm changing my game. I bought a brand new Jeep Renegade Trailhawk, Desert Trailhawk, totally loaded, to go off-road. What does that say about Jody DeVere and my lifestyle? So minivan, actually that's why CRVs are doing well with women, because then they don't have to drive the minivan. The CRV or the
crossovers,
smaller.
Yeah.
Crossovers. Uh-huh. And don't pigeonhole.
Just so you know, it's funny that you say that. Now, I live outside the number 5 market in the United States. I live just outside of Philadelphia. And of all the people that I know who do drive minivans, only one of them is a woman, and all the rest of them are men. So I don't know where you're getting this women like minivans thing.
Well, that's the whole point, that you think that's the real market is Minivans and Women, you've missed the whole point of this whole entire hour and a half.
Okay, in Jim's defense, because he did write this in a while ago, he says, just so you don't think that I'm a chauvinist pig, our number one sales rep 3 years running is a woman. Much respect for her amazing skills. So thank you very much, Jim. We like that. Okay, and he did say everything that you said. Yeah, that's true. So, okay.
Women have all types of cars and vehicles. Never make an assumption. Never assume. That's when you're not listening. Don't pre-profile her and think, oh, well, she's wearing, she's wearing pink today, so I'm going to get her a fluffy car. Never do that.
I remember one time a while ago when I wasn't married and I went to a dealership to go look at a car, and the guy would not talk to me about the power, the torque. He was like, oh, here's another cup holder over here, and here's another cup holder. And I'm like, are you serious? And he's like, oh, yeah, and you can put your purse right here. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So, yeah, don't assume.
When I bought my Trail Hawk, I knew way more about the vehicle than my salesman, and that was okay. That's typical of women today, by the way. We do a lot of I knew exactly, because I needed to, it needed to fit my garage. It's 166.8 inches in length, and I knew all about the drivetrain and everything. I was very specific in what I needed for my off-roading experience, and this car met the spec exactly. And he learned some things from me, and that is very typical. Women, on average, do 17 weeks of research before they purchase a new vehicle because we like to shop.
So much research. So much research. You have no idea how much research women do compared to men. Actually, I wonder if there's a study on that. Because
there is.
There is? Oh, lay it on us.
Not often enough. I will say that the women's market in general, this is a great way to close, that in general, the women's market is underserved by your industry and has given a lot of what I call mouth speak, where they say, I got it down with women. I'm already selling cars to women, so I must be doing something right. And, you know, oh, I do the breast cancer once a month. This is a malaise in our industry. So as a dealership, you have a strategic advantage when you really do the women's market right, because you're going to sound, look, and feel so different from your competitors who think they've got it down with women.
And I just want to remind you guys, because I know it was in the description and maybe we didn't hit it so hard today, but I want to remind you, the majority of the people who buy cars from you are women, and not by like, it's not 52%. It's like even way more than that. The majority of people who get service done by you is women. And if a guy is bringing the car in for service, I guarantee you it's because a woman told him to do it, all right? So, by the way, Erin wrote in. She says, awesome webinar. Women are lifestyle buyers. That is a quotable if I've ever heard one, so thank you so much. Great.
Yay!
Thank you so much, Erin. And Jim wrote back in. He says, thank you, Jody and Eliana. I need to run. There's a woman on the lot that needs my help. Great webinar. Thank you so much, Jim. And thank you so much, everyone, for sitting down and listening to this important topic. And Jody, my girl, you are amazing. Amazing. I love you, Jody DeVere. And I hope this isn't the last time I will see you on this screen with me. Let's do this again sometime soon, okay?
It was so fun. You are the most fun to have a webinar with, and I do these pretty frequently.
I was gonna say that to you. What are you talking about?
You are the most fun. You really are. Gosh. Eliana, you, high five,
girl. I'm going to see you in a few weeks in Palm Springs, California at the Women in Automotive Conference. I cannot wait to see you there. So make sure you have big hugs ready for me, okay, Jody? Now, audience, if you want to know more about Ask Patty or just, you know, how to, sell, market, or advertise to women in general, get in touch with her. As you can see, she is the coolest of the cool. So get in touch with her. Her contact information is on there. And Jody, I'm looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks, my friend. Okay, yes, we're recording this for all of you, so we're going to get that link out to you later today. Don't be afraid to share it with your friends and colleagues. That recording is also going to be available online within 24 hours. All you have to do is go to dealeron.com/webinars to view our upcoming webinar schedule or access any of our past webinars, too. And, hey, this webinar is going to conclude in just a moment, and when it does, you're going to get a short survey, like really short, like 3 questions. Guess what? We want to know what you thought of today's presentation, all right? So please fill out that survey and let us know what you thought, all right? And by the way, Jody and I will both be at the upcoming Women in Automotive Conference. And like I said before, it's December 10th and 11th in Palm Springs, California. You're going to want to be there. Trust me, it's an amazing conference. Yes, even the men think so. So find a man who's been to it and ask him his honest opinion. I promise you, you will hear feedback about our conference that you won't hear from anyone else. It's amazing. So if you want to know more about how to get involved with Women in Automotive and our conference, go to womeninautomotive.com. Boy, oh boy, we hope to see you there. And we want to know, have you saved the date for the 13th annual Kane Clients and Friends Digital Success Workshop? DealerOn's very own Greg Gifford and a whole slew of other industry experts are going to be there in downtown Lexington, Kentucky, November 14th and 16th. I'm sorry, through the 16th, to get the latest info on digital success. You don't want to miss that either. So go ahead and you can register at kane.auto/training. Hope to see you there. And, oh, this is going to be interesting. Invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next DealerOn webinar, The Art of Building an Authentic Brand. Fact. The customer experience begins long before they ever set foot inside your dealership. That's true. Yet many dealerships have messaging that's not always equal to reality, leaving consumers disappointed and ultimately spending their money elsewhere. Authentic branding leads to happier customers, leads to bigger profits. So does your dealership need to improve its branding? Well, I'll tell you what, you can join this eye-opening one-hour webinar as industry expert Bill Wittenmeyer shares strategies for dealers to create a stellar brand image that keeps consumers hooked. He'll also share how authentic branding can vastly improve customer loyalty and consumer confidence. Furthermore, he's going to discuss in detail how to close the gap between a customer's expectations versus their experience. So if you're ready to learn the art of building an authentic brand and reap the increased profits, then this is a must-see presentation you can't afford to miss. So register now, and don't forget DealerOn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding our webinars and our topics, well, hey, I'd love to hear from you. I am all over the Internet, so please reach out and get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. I'm on all the automotive social networks. Or you know what? You can just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care, everyone.